of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person.
We left off just where Mr. Noyce and Pedro, with a light two-man canoe, left the trading post and headed away upriver, fast on the heels of the hurrying white renegades, Butch Grogan and Limey Scroggins. It is the explorers' intention to capture these two and regain possession of the Inca treasure map, which they stole from the Brady expedition. You remember some time ago how Butch Grogan hid the map and a skull hanging in the witch doctor's hut? And it was Limey Scroggins who found it, and not having any faith in his partner, decided to keep it. Today, about 7 days paddling up from the trading post, we find Grogan and Scroggins. Their canoe is all packed, ready to continue onward. Another day of back-breaking work against the swift-flowing river. Limey Scroggins is grumbling.
All right, Butch. But look here now. What's the blooming use of all this hurry? We don't have to hurry no more.
We don't, eh? Maybe that's what you think.
But listen, Mighty. We're a week ahead of Noyce, even if he is following us.
Even if he is following us? Don't be no sap, Limey. You know that guy, Noyce. When he starts something, he hangs on till he ends it, see?
Well, I say it's no go. This day after day, killing ourselves with that there canoe. Yeah. We're white men. We just can't stand the hot sun like Indians can.
And what we gonna do about it, if anything?
I tell you what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do it no more.
Oh?
I ain't getting me a dose of sunstroke just because Boots Grogan likes to be in a hurry. Yes, that's it, in a hurry. But I ain't. The gold, it'll keep.
Sure it'll keep. Keep till I get there. But Noyce won't keep, see? No, he won't. That gold ain't ours till we get it. And we gotta get into the Black Flame country ahead of Noyce. Or have Noyce with us.
Here, what do you mean, have Noyce with us? He won't go with us. You know that, don't you?
Yes, he will. If we take him.
But he doesn't know where the blooming treasure is. Mm. Only one person knows that. Old man Brady.
Yeah.
The father of the two kids.
Yeah, I know it. And Mr. Brady is going to be the one who's going to be tickled to death to tell us all he knows.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yeah, he will.
But I knows better, Bush. I'm the one that knows best. Mm. Here, who captured old man Brady? Me, wasn't it?
Sure it was you. After I told you how to do it.
Yes, and I'm the one, the only one, that knows where he is right now, see?
Okay, you're the only one what knows all about it. So what?
So this. If I takes it into me head to stay right here where I am now, it ain't no use you going at it alone. Wouldn't do you no good. Here. What's so funny, Bush? What you laughing at anyway?
Nothing. But listen, Limey. Any time you feel like pulling stakes and beating it back down river, just go right ahead. Maybe the sooner the better.
Here, why'd you say that, eh?
Because you've been getting in my hair for the past week. Huh? Whining and crying all the time. The heat, the mosquitoes, the drums. I'm sick of you, Limey. I'm fed up, see?
Well, blimey, I likes that to do.
Yeah.
So I can quit any time, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, sure I can. And without me, old Butch, you doesn't get nowhere. Go on, let's it. Go ahead and off your blinking head off your blighter.
None of that, Limey. Huh? Yeah, for two pins, I'd heave you in the river and let the crocodiles poison themselves. I don't like you, Limey. I never did, and I never will.
Okay, it suits me. We'll divide up the grub.
Yeah.
Share and share alike. You goes your way, I goes mine.
All right,
and me, I'm getting for the Inca Temple, I am.
Yeah, that's a laugh.
Yeah, sure, it's a laugh. And it's me what's doing it. Remember, Boats, it's me what's got the treasure map.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Here, sorry. What's this? Wait, I have the map right here. Wait.
You mean you used to have it.
Huh?
Sure, it ought to be right in your shirt pocket. Sewed in, too.
Yeah, sewed in. So that you couldn't swipe it, Boats.
Yeah.
You see, I didn't trust you. Not much I didn't. Here, listen. Hear that? Sounds good, it does.
Yeah, but wait. I'll let you listen to something just as musical. Huh? Not only listen, but look.
Here, where did you get that? Here, wait. What's this in my pocket? Oh, sold up. Here, wait.
Blimey. Don't bother to look that way, Limey. Take a peek at the inside of your shirt.
Huh?
Yeah. There's a little slit on the inside, huh?
Oh, so you swiped it, huh? You swiped it of your pocket.
Yeah, I'll say I did. 3 days ago when you was asleep. But I was smart, I was, Fooled you for 3 days, I did. All because I slipped another piece of paper into where I took the map.
Well, Boots, that's the last time you'll pull a stunt like...
Hold it, Limey. No rough stuff. Get your hand away from that holster. You hear me?
All right.
Yeah, that's better. Right now, just hand over your rod to me. Yeah. Hand it over like a real pal. That's the only nerve you got. A gun. Hand it over, you hear me?
Okay, Boots. But do you have to get nasty about it, do you?
Yeah.
I've always treated you fair and square, haven't I?
Yeah, sure you have. Because I've had my eye on you. No, Limey. I'm not going to be double-crossed again. No, not by you.
What are you going to do with me now? You don't intend to...
I don't know what I intend. I'm too sore-hearted. Yeah. That's what's the matter with me. Too soft-hearted. I'd have thrown you in the river.
Oh, but you wouldn't do that, Butch.
No.
Not to me. I'm your pal. We've been pals for a long time.
Yeah, or I might set you loose in the bush here and let you ramble back down country. Only trouble is a rat like you is liable to make it, and I don't want you running loose, see?
Here. Now listen to reason, partner. You can't get along without me, you understand, Ed? I'm the one that knows exactly where Mr. Brighty's been ill.
Yeah.
I took him to the Indian village myself. No one knows but me, see?
Yeah, I know that. Kind of lucky for you, too. If I knew that, I wouldn't have nothing to worry me. Neither would you, Limey, if you get what I mean.
Okay. Boots, have it your own way.
Sure. Don't I usually always have it my own way?
Yes, but you just wait, Boots Grogan. There's a die coming.
Shut up. You give me a pain in the neck. And listen.
Hmm?
Sit down on the far side of the fire. We're going to have a little heart-to-heart talk, see? Go on. Sit down.
All right. But I don't feel much like talking no more, Butch. No man does when his best pal goes back on him.
Listen, Limey. I'm the big shot again.
Huh?
I ain't forgotten back at the village when Noyce gave you a gun and told you to stand guard over me. Yeah, when I was tied up like a package.
Well, but I treated you square, I did. I set you free.
Sure. You set me free after you got your hands on the treasure map.
Oh, but I was only keeping it safe. I was honest, Boots.
Well, it's safer now. Yeah, safer with me.
I got the only gun now.
Huh?
Yeah, a big shot ain't ever a big shot until he's got a gun. I'm the biggest shot in the neighborhood now, ain't I, Limey? You hate me, Scroggins. Ain't I? Answer me. I'm boss now, huh?
Sure, Butch. Sure.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You had me whining back at that village. Yeah, made me call you... You little squirt. You made me call you Mr. Scroggins. You remember that? Made me feel cheap, you did. Well, it's my turn now.
Oh, so Butch ain't good enough now, huh?
No.
You think I'll call you Mr. Groggy?
I don't have to think. I know you will. Yeah, sure you will. You better start practicing, Limey. Go on.
Okay, Butch. I mean, Mr. Grogan.
That's swell. Say it again. Go on, say it. I like it. Go on.
Mr. Grogan.
Yeah, that's the stuff. And another thing. When I ask you anything, any question, see, you're going to say to me, you're going to say, sir.
Huh?
You get that?
Yes, Mr. Grogan.
Say, Yes, sir, Mr. Grogan. Go on, snap into it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Grogan.
That's good. I like that. I want to get good and used to it, too. I'll need to get used to it. Because after I get the Inca treasure, everybody's going to say so to me. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be, yes, sir, this, and Mr. Grogan that. It's going to be swell.
Yes, sir, Mr. Grogan.
All the gold I want. I live in swell places. The bellhops in the hotels tipping their caps to me. I'll be famous, like other millionaires. Oh, limey, it's a swell feeling, I tell you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Grogan.
Yeah, yeah. But now, come over here. Nah, no funny business now. Here. Here, Limey. Take a look at this.
Yes?
Eh? Here's where we are now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You point out on the map whereabouts this Black Flame country is.
Well, I think it's about here, Mr. Grogan.
Huh?
Somewhere about here where my fingers point.
Yeah, but that don't help much. That means anywhere in about 500 square miles. I might search for 1,000 years and not ever find the old temple.
Yes, and that's where I come in, Andy Butch. Sir, yeah. I know where I can pick up Mr. Brady.
Yeah, and get this. And I know how to make old man Brady talk. Yeah, tell all he knows when we get him.
No, but he won't. He said he'd die first.
Oh, yeah? Well, supposing we told him that we had his little daughter and son with us. Yeah, that we had him hidden. Oh. Show him proof that we had. Yeah, you think he'd talk then?
Si, I think you're denying the head, Butch. Sir, yes, sir. Here, but how do we do that? Huh? Noyce is standing guard over them two precious kids.
Yeah, but he won't always be standing guard over them. I think I got that all fixed.
Yeah, what you got all fixed?
Listen, useless. Why do you think I almost broke my heart paddling up this river? Why?
To get near the Black Flame country, wasn't it?
Ah, now you sap. I had another reason. Listen, every time we stopped to eat or make camp for the night, what did I do? You notice anything peculiar?
Oh, well, I don't know. You always wanted to scatter tin cans and things and leave a trail behind
you.
I told you at the time you was crazy for doing that.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I had a reason, lots of reasons. Now, look, Noyce is on our heels.
Yeah.
He'll follow the trail from every stopping place we made. Sure he will. He knows about how far we are ahead. Sure he does.
I couldn't help but know with all that junk you left in plain sight.
Yeah, but we'll be much nearer than he expects.
Yeah.
Now, look, Lightning.
Yeah?
We're going to go back downriver now. Yeah, we got him fooled this time. Yes, sir.
We're going back downriver?
Yeah.
Here, are you quite out of your head, Isa?
Nah, I'm just smart. Noyce will examine every camp spot we had and keep coming, yeah. Thinking we're away upriver. But we drop back down, and one night, see, we'll pass him, get in behind him, see? Then we'll trail a little and nab him whenever we feel like it.
You mean grab Noyce?
Yeah, yeah, but what's more important, we grab the little girl and her brother. It's a cinch, Limey, a cinch.
So Butch Grogan has it all figured out, hasn't he? The greedy, heartless rascal intends to use little Jean and Jimmy. And Limey Scroggins hasn't a gun anymore. Just what would Mr. Noyce give to know of Grogan's plan right now? Or does he suspect something like this? And what about Jimmy and Jean? If Mr. Noyce and Pedro get captured, you'll know more when you tune in next time.